created to have some fun together, sharing and singing. So, join and enjoy!
Our love for opera brings us together. Thanks for being with us in this trip.
Hey, hi everybody, thank you very much for joining us on another program. This is the third episode of our season, because you know, this time we're talking about the music, the songs, the arias that we really, really, really like. It's a kind of a strange day today here in Mexico, because we happen to have had today an earthquake, a strong one. Around, I have read reports of 6.8, some others of 7.3. At this point, 7. I'm not really 7. Sure. Around 7. So at the end, it's a lot. It was real hard for people who felt the earth moving. Truth is, I really didn't feel it. Even though I am very close to Mexico City, I swear God, I didn't feel anything. And maybe it is time to let you know. You may have noticed, for people who are watching us on YouTube, already noticed that there is my camera and there is Katia's camera. And the reason for that is because we are in different cities. We are around 250 kilometers away. So that's why we are always in remote locations. And Katia was telling me that she actually felt it in the state where she lives, that is called Puebla. Fortunately, she's also doing well. I hope nothing else happens in Puebla, but maybe you can share a little. You were telling me that it felt kind of strong there, but everything is fine. No harm on buildings, people, right?
Yeah, thanks God. Well, there were some practices, exactly, because curiously, it's the third time that we experiment an earthquake in the same date. You know, we first lived, well, I wasn't born yet, but in 1985, we lived Mexico lived the first earthquake in September 19th, and it was, we are talking about a devastation. The second earthquake 5 years ago was not that strong as the first one, but it was still a very hard one. Today, I think, and I want to think that in certain way, we are more prepared to face a situation like this. You know that there is no way to know when will this happen, but I heard some jokes in the morning saying, let's be ready because it's September 19th and it's gone a shake, and it happened. So it's curious, but thanks God, people was just practicing when it ends and it started to earthquake. So I think that the most of people was outside, not indoor, and that helped.
Yeah, as you just mentioned, this is the third time that we have an earthquake in Mexico on the same day, different years, but it's just beyond comprehension. But well, we have to deal with it. So fortunately, no major harms to people and structures in Mexico. Of course, a couple of things here and there, but for the most part, people in Mexico are doing well. So if you have read, watched the news, and you're wondering how is it that we are doing fine. Thank you very much if you had a thought for us. And also our deep appreciation to people who continue watching us on YouTube and listening to us in the podcasts. And before we start with the content of today's program, we would like to share with you again the very good news that soon, in the weeks to come, we will be confirming the contact information and further details on the opportunity to take in singing lessons with Katia. Katia, please share with us that very good news with people.
Sure, thanks. Yes, I'm working in my Facebook page I will be loading some videos with some classes because I would like to share with all of you, with all the audience, some of my work as a singer teacher. I think that is important. I know that obviously all of you have listened to me singing, but I would like you to know the way I teach. I would like you to know the way I work with my students. So I'm working on this, and I think that probably for the next program, this information of my pages, of my social networks, will be ready for sharing with all of you, so you can contact and ask about.
And it is very important, if you have followed us already for a number of programs, you may remember that we mentioned that a good singer is no guarantee of being a good teacher, because you need a person who is good at teaching singing. So it is extraordinary news, not only that Katia will be teaching those online, but also that she will be sharing some of those materials so that you can understand her approach to teaching singing. Personally, I am also very curious. I am very curious about a thousand things, and given that I have known Katia for a good number of years, I am also wondering
probably how you should take a singing class with me.
And just imagine how that would go.
I don't know. I'm afraid.
that would be funny as well, right? Okay. So, but there is also something in the coming weeks, not only for the good news, but also on what we are having working for the following season. But those news we will be sharing later. And let's move on with the content of today's program. And for that purpose, I will be leaving in the background. We are not opening today's with a song or with an aria itself, or at least personally, I will be sharing with you some of the moments of one of my favorite operas, maybe the opera by Giuseppe Verdi that I like the most. And I like it the most for a good number of reasons. Of course, we are talking about La Forza del Destino. Well, at least for me, it is, of course. And let me share with you a couple of reasons of why is it one of my favorites. I will be in silence for a number of occasions, because the music. The overture is playing in the background in a piano version that you could find in YouTube with user Ahang 1001, Ahang 1001. You can find that channel in YouTube. He uploaded his piano version of this overture of La Forza del Destino. La Forza del Destino is probably one of the darkest operas by Giuseppe Verdi. Almost all dialogues are full of hate, if you allow me to use that expression. Most of the words that the baritone Don Carlo uses here are full of that hate. In fact, that color of his voice is always wishing death to his sister, to Alvaro, the lover of his sister. I will be telling you a little more about the overall situation and the plot of the opera. But the role of Carlo, a very classical Verdian baritone with a strong, powerful voice, bright, high notes, is something very special. Not only because this type of baritone, but also because it takes a tenor that has very interesting characteristics, as opposed to, let's say, Il Duca di Mantua. Il Duca is a very plain character. It opens with Questa Quella, wraps up with La Donna Mobile, but it is a very plain character for me. However, Don Alvaro here in La Fuerza del Destino is a character that suffers a lot. He's a man who is carried by rage, that rage governs his life, that the suffering of him being of the royalty in his country, as he calls himself, the last of the Incas. Of course, we know, if you know history, you know that it is impossible that he was part of the Incas living in Spain. Of course, that's impossible. But for the purpose of the plot, that suffering of having not being part of the royalty of his own land, and now being no one in the lands of Spain, and having wished more than anything to be in with his beloved Leonora, but the destiny deciding that they would be apart, is something that one really feels in the voice of the tenor. As for the case of the soprano, even though, of course, she's a main character there, the parts she sings are not very long, except for the Pache Pache Mio Dio, which we will hear at the end of today's. But also the character of Leonora is very... suffers from the very beginning, in the fact, as I was reading the score, I noticed that the only part when Leonora actually says that she is happy is when she is actually dying at the end of the fourth act. So with all that in mind, I was telling you this called Forza del Destino is very somber, very dark, very cruel, so full of hate. So one leaves after watching the whole opera, one feels like something not very nice just happened. But the music is astonishingly, you know, Verdi, with that strength, with that power in the notes. One also has to pay lots of attention, I wanted to call your attention to that, because the opening duet between the soprano and the tenor, even though it is supposed to be the encounter of two lovers telling that they are going to leave, they are going to be together, it's not like Aida's. You remember the duet between Radames and Aida, the Por ti Ribego? You recall, Por ti Ribego, mia dolce Aida. Even though it is also two strong voices singing together in La Forza del Destino, in this case, the melody is not attractive. One really doesn't feel like it is a nice, very beautiful love, but this relationship between the two of them is like there was over them, you know, the shadow of sadness and tragedy, the shadow of destiny that has decided that the two of them will never be together. One starts the opera like that with the overture and ends up the opera feeling that the destiny actually is the one that rules. And that's the message that Verdi wanted to pass to us. And I have thought for a good number of times that Verdi himself felt that he had been the victim of destiny. If you recall, his first wife and his children died when he was still in his early stages of being a composer, and that he was marked for the rest of his career with that sadness for the relationship between husbands and sons and daughters. And that's what I think the La Fuerza del Destino is about. Most of the lines, even though they are sung, they are actually more like parlato, declamato, because when you read the score, you notice that almost all phrases and syllables are sung in the same note. And at the most, there is a different, they are separated by a third, which means between do and mi, on you take re, and then you go for fa, and something like that. But most of the syllables and the phrases are the same height, which means that they are not actually singing, they are actually like talking. So it is in the creativity of the singers to make it sound like singing when it is actually not. And I think that's pretty much what I wanted to share with you as an introduction. I know that it is a weird way of opening today's program, because we always open with someone singing, but I really felt like I
needed... It's me singing.
Katia will be singing now, of course. Remember that after a dark, cruel summer participation of mine, usually comes Katia singing something nice, and that's what it's going to happen now. So, Katia, if you would like to share with us, what is it that you are going to be singing now?
Okay, today I will be singing, as I told you a few minutes ago, Lieder, in the sense that these are German songs. So, some of them are... Well, it will take me probably not just one program, because there are lots of beautiful music here. I will start with Steinhead, that is probably one of the most known Lieder. But I think that even when it's a little bit known than the rest of my music for today, it's absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah, Steinhead.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Leise flehen meine Lieder durch die Nacht zu dir. In den
I was about to say that we have mentioned in the past that each country has its own way, or not only countries, but group of people, say, have their own way of expressing their emotions. And as you were singing, I was thinking of that. And so I wanted to tell you, even though you can share for people who don't speak German, the translation of the words, I wanted to ask you about the emotion that you think this song conveys.
I think that one of the most attractive issues about from Lida for me, it is that it's a very intimate music. You know, it is written musically for a very small place. In Mexico, we know this context as tertulias. You know, it is a kind of, help me please, velada.
I don't know. Like, well, group of, I'm not sure if there is an expression like that, but group of people who spend part of the night singing, maybe sharing poems, sharing anecdotes, like that.
Yeah, so it is very intimate because if you are opening the door, your house's doors, it is because you're inviting friends. So even if it's a big house, we're not talking about a theater, you know? So there are a certain number of people, but it's not a huge number of people. You sing for them in a very close distance. So this music is written like this, you know, even when you find in your score an indication as forte, it's not the same forte that you will sing in La Fuerza del Destino, for example. So I think that I like this this feeling of privacy, this feeling that I'm telling a story for people that I know. Probably it's not my story in the sense that I'm making this poem, because usually there are poems that are musicalized. But I feel this music as part of me because I have to sing it very near from me. This song especially, it's also known as serenade. You know, when you go and sing to your beloved one and you sing words plenty of love to conquer or to reconquer this person. So in this serenade by Schubert, we find that he is telling her that in the quiet night, in the silence, his heart is calling her. You know, the moon is sparkling, and he presents a very romantic landscape and is begging for his beloved one to come at this encuentro.
Encounter?
Yeah, to this encounter.
And these beautiful words that Katia just shared with us are really much in need for a program like today's, because all mine, as I would like to insist, will be all horrible things.
Death and destruction.
Yeah, pain and destruction. So it is very good that Katia brought this material today, because I wanted to share with you very quickly that the first duet, and everything starts going horribly wrong, both for Leonora and Alvaro, because they are planning on living together, but their Leonora's father enters the room, and in an unbelievable series of events, he's shot accidentally by the gun he was carrying himself. And it is blamed on Leonora and Alvaro that they shot Leonora's father, and so then both have to run away. That's how it actually opens, with no time to say goodbye, to do anything. They just run because they will be chased. And Leonora goes to a, I'm not sure now if it is convent in English. It is convent in English?
Yeah, I think so.
If not, I will find the word in Italian or in another language, because he goes to La Chiesa and he asks the... I have another problem with the word, because she asks the Padre Mayor, I'm not even
priest?
Sure. Yeah, the higher priest to be accepted there. So she has a dialogue. He finds out that she's actually Leonora, the one who, it is believed, killed her own father, which actually didn't happen, but that's what they believe. So the father says that they will accept it. But when she arrives to the church, remember that all the voices, the Don Carlo, the brother of Leonora, full of hate all time, Leonora full of despair all of time, and Alvaro full of hate, anger, and despair. So when he arrives to the church, this part that is not actually an aria, but when he arrives with this music in the background, with the same melody of the Obertura, when she arrives, he says, "San Gianta, grazie Dio, estremo sil questo per me, San Gianta, io tremo, la mia orrenda storia è nota in quell'albergo, e mio fratel Narola se scoperta m'avesse." And that's what I was telling you. She's not really singing, because she's sharing with us now this part of her story. And that's what she says when she arrives to the doors of the church, later when she's accepted by the higher priest, the father. She joins the
priest?
She joins the male chorus, and with the male chorus they sing a very short part, a religious part that is called Madre Pietosa Vergine, where she unites her voice to the male chorus, but it's very brief. And it is, then again, even though this being accepted to join that group of priests, she's not happy again. And that part goes, I will also share with you a very short part of that. It goes like, "Madre Pietosa Vergine, perdona il mio peccato, ma ita quell'ingrato del cuore a cancellar. In questi solitudini espierò l'errore. Pietà, Signor, pietà di me, pietà, Signor. De non m'abbandonar, pietà, pietà di me, pietà, Signor. De non m'abbandonar, pietà, pietà di me, pietà, Signor." So she's asking the God she believes in for some help in the horrible situation that she finds herself. And let's jump very quickly to now the first aria of actually the tenor, that is called, remember that we like to call the arias with the initial text, so we called it La Vita Inferno all'Infelice. And I find it very interesting, because even though it is somehow sung, in the sense that there is a melody there, the opening words, because this is the first time that we see Alvaro on stage alone, the sad words that he starts with say, "La vita inferno all'infelice, in vano morte desio." That's how it starts, and we will hear part of it with the accompaniment of a piano, and I will be sharing not the complete aria, because it's very long, but a part of it. But because I mostly I would like to share with you what it is, the mood or the state of the soul of Mr. Alvaro.
La vita inferno in felice in vano morte sio. Leonora!
posting more content in our profile in Ko-fi. You can find us there as Opera We Love Singing, all in one word. So go to Ko-fi, K as in key, O as in opera, dash, F as in food, and I as in ice. We'd love to see you there.